The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
We'll begin our evening practice with an encouragement talk from Dharma holder Alan Richardson.
Yesterday afternoon, we chanted together the song of the jeweled mirror samadhi. And I'm just going to read a few lines of that to you now. Penetrate the source and travel the pathways. Embrace the territory and treasure the roads. You would do well to respect this. Do not neglect it. So this middle line in particular, embrace the territory and treasure the roads, really spoke to me yesterday and lodged itself right in my heart. And I've been sitting with it ever since. It became the kind of the mantra of this January Sesshin for me. Embrace the territory and treasure the roads. And I wanted to say a few things about it tonight. And when I say that, I say it realizing that in their ways, Melissa and Michael and David have all been talking about that line without mentioning it explicitly. But all talking about what it would mean to really embrace the territory and treasure the roads. So you could say that in embracing the territory, our territory extends to the entire universe. This is the boundless way, after all. And the poem that follows our koan begins, all embracing with no outside. So we could take this as a description of the territory that Dongshan mentions in his poem. All embracing with no outside. So all embracing all of it. And treasure the roads, travel the pathways. As David mentioned this morning, no way to go wrong anywhere we turn. And as Melissa said in her encouraging remarks, as we broke for dinner, each step is it. And yes, and I want to affirm that. And also, I want to say that something that we're learning from our koan this weekend is that it's not necessarily the best thing to always remain at that universal level, to always dwell in the absolute. This seems to be a mistake our unnamed monk makes. Sometimes opening ourselves to that experience. But as another reading said, when you touch the absolute, that's still not all of it. In touching the absolute, that's still not full awakening. So what else? How else could we think of our territory? This is just an accident of translation, and I don't know what the original Chinese is. But I think it's wonderful that our translator uses the term territory, embrace the territory. And of course, the root of territory is terra, is earth. And in Zen, we like to have our feet on the ground. We are not interested in transcending the earth, in leaving the body behind. But this is a very, very much an embodied practice, and I would say an earthy practice. And its earthiness sometimes comes out quite brazenly in our readings. A monk asked Yun Men, "What is Buddha?" And Yun Men answered, "Dried shit stick." You can't get much earthier than that. And so our territory is the ground on which we stand. It's the place we are. It's wherever we find ourselves. And again, not always expanding to some sense of the entire universe being present in an instant, but really paying attention to where we are, to what this ground is. And treasuring, honoring the roads that brought us here and the roads that we take through this territory. And it doesn't, of course, to embrace the territory doesn't, of course, mean staying in one place. We come from a long tradition of home leavers and wanderers. This is our ancestry. And I'll admit that I think part of what immediately drew me to this line when I heard it, not for the first time, but maybe the first time I really heard it as I spoke it. Part of what drew me to it, embrace the territory and treasure the roads, is because it spoke to one of my favorite activities, which is both a recreational activity and a Dharma activity, which is my backpacking trips. And I think everyone knows that I do this because I don't hide the fact at all. I like to talk about it. And backpacking, tramping in the woods to a spot to camp at and spend the night and tramping back is all about embracing the territory. And the trail there and the trail back are not just ways to get to a nice place. The trail there and the trail back, excuse me, the trail there and the trail back are all part of it. A big part of it. And this is my outdoor practice to embrace the territory and find myself coming alive more fully than I always am, and really appreciating the vitality that is the universe and that we are part of. Always available, always there. But for some of us, we're more likely to really feel it in one activity or another. And of course, there are many activities that could do that, and many places that could be your places where it's especially easy for you to embrace the territory. For me, it's the mountains and woods. For you, it could be a screen porch or a sunroom or a neighborhood park or a beach. And your road could be the waves that you sail on. Your road could be the road that goes in front of your house that takes you to the store back. And back. I suppose for some people, that place could be the mall. I won't rule that out either. But the point being to find these places where we are more likely to become wakeful and notice, and then bring that back to the places that we usually are. The point isn't to get away. The point is to come back. And come back again, ready to embrace that territory. Our territory right now is interesting. It's an unusual kind of territory, because part of our territory is this two-dimensional screen, this two-dimensional checkerboard, that somehow, not magically, if there's magic, it's magic that we all supply, somehow becomes this warm sangha location, somehow becomes our temple while we practice together in these practice periods. And we feel the support and we feel the inspiration from one another, even though we're just so many little faces on a flat screen. And yet that territory becomes quite powerful over our 3 days together. And that territory, again, not magically, it's something that we supply. That territory expands into each one of our dwelling places. Quite an odd thing that was unimaginable even 20 years ago. And yet here we are. And so wherever you are, in a house, in an apartment, in a room, in a condo, that too is the temple, is the virtual temple that we weave together, all 27 of us, that we weave together as we breathe together. And so embracing that, embracing this great opportunity, and treasuring the roads that took us here, both all the karmic, all the chance things that brought you to Boundless Way, that brought you to this retreat. What are the odds? And of course, we could say, well, since we're here, the odds were always 100% in our favor. But still, looks unlikely when we look backwards. And treasuring the roads that brought this practice to us, going back 2,500 years to Shakyamuni, and going back, I don't know, more than a dozen centuries to Bodhidharma and the Chinese and Japanese and Korean ancestors that followed, and all together brought us this boundless way that works so well for us, cobbled together as it is from various traditions, but cobbled with skill and repaired as needed. And so now here we are. Our last evening of Sesshin, our territory, our Buddha field, our road, our path, our Buddha way, our Zen way. So, embracing that as we enter into these final hours of Sesshin. Treasuring it. Thank you.